fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Monday. Yes, it is Monday, the 24th day of April, year LR 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm a bit surprised it's still legal in the state of California due to the Pledge of Allegiance. Probably in many of those Marxist schools, they would be appalled to do such a thing, but that's how we begin our days. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, we're going to have some time to talk about this a bit because Andrew is out of the country on assignment. Prepper tip of the day, there's something new going on with our food. There is a material they're putting on the following items. Let's see what those are. It looks like avocados, apples, limes, lemons, and cucumbers. This product is called Appeal. That's Alpha, Papa, Echo, Echo, Lima. Alpha, Papa, Echo, Echo, Lima. They place it on there to help retard spoilage. It can't be washed off no matter how hard you scrub. That's what it says at the official website. This is sponsored by the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, by the way. That should tell you something. On the safety data sheet, it says the following. H318, that's Hotel 318, causes serious eye damage. H, that's Hotel 317, may cause allergic skin reaction. H412, that's Hotel 412, harmful to aquatic life with long-lasting effects. Under precautionary statements, it says P280, that's Papa 280, wear protective gloves, protective clothing, eye protection, face protection. Goes on to state that Papa 302 and Papa 352, if on skin, wash with plenty of water. Wash with plenty of water. So, what I'm reading in comments is this is already these stickers on these vegetables. That would be, once again, avocados, apples, limes, lemons, and cucumbers are already appearing on these fruits and vegetables around the country. So pretty simple. If you see the sticker, don't buy it. That would be a really wise thing to do. As I mentioned a moment ago, Andrew is on assignment, and we will be taking your calls and comments at 512-248-8252. Apparently, a new statue, or I'm not sure how long it's been up, has been erected in front of what used to be a women's museum in Denmark. A life-size statue of an adult male, completely nude. His genitals are exposed. And this life-size male has the breasts of a female, and he's holding an infant child, and the infant child is nursing at his breast. It's obviously an adult male because he has male genitalia and a full beard. There was an attempt, it appears, to just simply erase women. Where did this come from? Where did this come from? It's such a unusual turn of events. I've been aware of what's going on in the world for many decades. This really caught me off guard, the entire transgender movement. Various pundits have traced it back to the success that the homosexual community had by getting it legal to have men marry men and women marry women. That's been looked at as a point where the those with these thoughts and beliefs, these mentally ill men, mentally ill women, felt empowered to move forward with the rest of their agenda, which we're now seeing now, aren't we? It's become quite bizarre. A young man who puts on lipstick, wears a girl's swimming suit, and is beating all the girls in a female swimming competition. Now, I don't blame the mentally ill young man at all. I don't. He's mentally ill. When it comes to this particular matter, he's beyond blame. He can't help it. He is mentally ill. Who I blame are the officials in charge of these women's sports. So why are they doing it? That's a good question. I can't answer on behalf. I can't climb inside their brains and find out why they're doing these bizarre things. I can say with complete certainty that the harm being caused to these girls, it can't be fixed. These young ladies, when they find out that they have some talent swimming, typically they would be in their early teens, maybe younger, doesn't matter, but they determined because they've been swimming that they have abilities other young ladies don't, that they can move forward and get involved in competition in swimming. So all through high school, they're competitive swimmers. They enjoy success. They may be good enough to be eligible for a college scholarship. Now, there's a limited number of college scholarships for various athletic events, both girls and boys. It's not something that has no limits. There are limits. So only the best female athletes will get the college scholarships for swimming. Now, I don't know how many of these college scholarships are being taken by men who are mentally ill and pretend to be women, but without a doubt there are college scholarships that were reserved, set aside, for the young ladies to have an opportunity to get a high-quality education because of their competitive skills in swimming. Once those opportunities are gone, they're gone. They can't be reclaimed. They're finished. So we have young men who would be mediocre swimmers as a man who become top performers as a girl, although they're not a girl. That's wrong no matter how you look at it. There's no way to justify that. There simply is no way to justify that. There is not. They use words like inclusive. Excuse me, inclusive. I have two grandchildren, three grandchildren, but the youngest are the twins, a boy and a girl. They're juniors in high school, and they're both competitive athletes. And I don't know if either one, the boy could probably get a, and most likely will get a scholarship in wrestling. The girl, maybe, maybe not. And she, her competition at the moment is the running long jump. That's enough for her. She's been very competitive in volleyball in the past. On one hand, on the other, I don't know what the two of them may want to do their senior year in high school. They both have the talent and ability. They're up in the state of Washington, and the state of Washington is very woke. I recall watching when my oldest grandson was still a high school football player. I was watching one of the practices, and two of the teammates were picking up sides to have a scrimmage, have a little practice. And so my grandson was one team leader, and this other young man who happened to be African American was the other. And here's what the young man who they hadn't started picking their choices yet. The young African-American player said the following: "I'm black, so I get to go first." So it's ingrained in these youngsters from a very early age that there's a certain privilege about being black that is not, it gives them an advantage over the white players. It's just become part of who these youngsters are. They didn't toss a coin. No, the young African-American player said, "Well, I'm black. I get to pick my player first." And my grandson, of course, deferred because it's politically correct to defer to the African-American. Now it's become politically correct to defer to the young, the mentally ill young man who claims to be a young woman. It's become politically correct to do that. Now, I don't believe this taking place in my neighborhood. I know it's not because I donated blood at one of the local high schools recently, and they had students there as volunteers to help with the donors to make sure that everything worked the way it was, to help with administrative things and snacks and so forth. So I made inquiries while I was there, and that's not happening in my neighborhood on one hand. On the other, the blue populations in my state are concentrated in mainly Metro St. Louis, Metro Kansas City, a bit in Columbia, Missouri, where the big university is, University of Missouri, and maybe a few down in Springfield, Missouri, where there's another university there. I don't know in detail what's going on in those places. Now, in the city of St. Louis, we have a district attorney named Kim Gardner, who the Missouri Attorney General is working to remove her from office for the improper things that she's been doing. Massive turnover of the lawyers that work in her office. Now, typically, those jobs are sought after and valued by young lawyers who want to have a career as an attorney and move forward in their life and their career. And it takes a lot. They're usually pretty tolerant, but it takes a lot to get them to quit. And they've been quitting in unprecedented numbers. So one of the most recent ones to quit, resign, said it was like working in a dumpster fire, whatever that means. Let's do a segue here to a different topic. Apparently the TV show 60 Minutes featured Ray Epps over the weekend, and painting him as a victim of this whole thing. So it looks like he and his wife are in hiding with, death threats, forcing him to sell their 5-acre ranch in Arizona, living in an RV somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. So Ray Epps. Well, the evidence that Ray Epps was working for the government, from what I've seen, is clear and convincing. There's lots and lots of video of Ray Epps attempting to get people to do violent things. That apparently he had a team that breached the Capitol security to get into the Capitol on that day, the 6th day of January. I've also read that his telephone had Nancy Pelosi's telephone number on it. Not many people have that. Hundreds of men and women have been arrested for simply, politely, causing no harm whatsoever, walking into the U.S. Capitol as a normal tourist would walk around, look at the various artwork, and then politely leave with causing no harm to any property or people, either one, and they find themselves arrested and charged with criminal trespass when they didn't even know they were committing criminal trespass. The guards held the doors open for them. That's on video also. The Capitol Police holding the doors open for the men and women to walk in there and walk around the premises. I noticed that where there were velvet ropes to guide people where to walk, they typically stayed within those velvet ropes to walk where they were supposed to walk. Ray Epps, on the other hand, the video footage is him encouraging people to lay siege to the Capitol building to commit violent acts. So I don't feel sorry for the man. He did it to himself. Who did he work for? I don't know. And as, before we move on to the next topic, hundreds of men and women have been arrested and charged and incarcerated, waiting with no bond being set, for doing far less than what Ray Epps did, far less. Let's talk about food a bit. I never thought that in my lifetime I would see people being encouraged to eat insects, eat bugs. Where does that come from? That there's an effort to ban the growing of rice. Rice feeds tens of millions, maybe a billion or more people, quite frankly, maybe close to 2 billion people, as a essential part of their daily diet. I lived and worked in Vietnam for a year of my life in the Mekong Delta. Rice was the main crop they grew down there. I got to watch how the Vietnamese planted and grew and harvested the rice. I also lived and worked in Northeast Arkansas for about a year, and I got to see the growing season there for the rice also. Southeast Missouri and Northeast Arkansas is a large rice growing area. Entirely different ways of planting and growing and harvesting the rice, I might add. In Arkansas, the tractors had laser-operated plows to automatically lift and lower the plow to make the fields precisely flat. And the 'cause they had water that they would fill up these fields with water and then drain the water out to grow the rice. And they planted the rice with aircraft. In Mekong Delta, everything was done by hand. It was mostly peasant women that I saw doing the planting out there in the tropical sun, planting the rice and so forth. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
EMP Shield. Andrew is out of the country on assignment. EMP Shield has graciously grandfathered my listeners with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your home, your generator, the car that youngster off to college. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have a sale on Liberator rocket heaters that ends this coming Saturday. That will be Saturday the 29th at midnight. $500 off. The time to get ready for next winter. Now, it is. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money? This is the way to do it. It cost me $160 a month to heat my home this past winter. And it could have cost me a lot less if I'd used regular firewood, but for convenience, I used the wood pellets. It took 30 bags per month at $6 a bag. That's $160 a month. Very handy, very convenient, very warm and cozy. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have open lines if you've got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. This war in Ukraine is in its second year. a lot of speculation about who's telling the truth, who isn't. From the beginning, we said the following: the first casualty of war, of all wars, is the truth. My war, the Vietnam War, it was the first war on television, and it was the way the U.S. Army and the government, Department of Defense, manipulated people's thoughts and beliefs about the war was phenomenal. I know my own parents, when I got back from Vietnam, they knew that Walter Cronkite was telling the truth, and their young soldier who had just turned 21 years old couldn't possibly know the truth, because what did he know as a 21-year-old? Walter Cronkite knew the truth. We got a caller on hold. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Did you survive the weekend? I see you dug up some good information, interesting, on the plastic coatings. I just had listened to Robert Raybould's Hour One. I didn't stay up late, but I re-listened, and I hadn't been listening to him. He's got a wealth of information, and he went over this a little bit, and he said, you're not going to be able to escape all the things they're putting forth, like in the food. If they coat all this food, there's a large amount of food that we can't avoid whatever they're putting in there for whatever reason, and the reasons don't seem to be good. And to me, it occurred to me that this is all reflects a New World Order plan. As the Lady Celestial has been presenting a lot of this information about the machine age and the AI and how this will control everything. Of course, it requires a digital currency, really. And as I spoke to you and Sam before about the H5N1 weaponized as a strong potential for what Charles Schwab was talking about, that we have a rare opportunity to, you know, to do whatever he wanted to do, the Great Reset. And COVID was not able to do that. But if you have a high lethality airborne virus, airborne meaning in droplets, and it's protected inside of things, I mean, they say, oh, light, and, you know, it's going to die. No, people need to look at the real information here and understand, not go off into their own echo chambers and create false realities, just like the people who watch TV. And I will say, I'm getting a little off what I was going to say, but I will say that that there's people, this man, quote man, whatever this appearance messenger was who came to me, he said that there are those who are in the normalcy bias, and they're trained from their youth with media and everything on TV, and they think a certain way. Well, of course, they're really not thinking. They are responding in Pavlovian responses. He didn't say all that, but I said they were living in a bubble, and he said, no, they're actually just living their life. And there's an implication that we could just leave them alone and live their life. We don't have to pull them out. We can, great, but we pull them out into conspiracy theories. Well, people who think about conspiracy theories, yes, there are real conspiracies, and there are ones which we presume, and then there are totally false ones, and that's a real problem, that people speak in these echo chambers, and what they hear other people say, and they can confirm by what other people tend to believe, may be totally false. And I've shown numerous times here that people are believing things which are absolutely false, and they're jumping right down those paths. Like the CDC never said that only 6% of the people who died from COVID died from that only 6% of the people they claimed who died from COVID actually died from COVID. No, they showed comorbidities. And
you want to hold on to the break here, Dave?
Yeah, John, there's another topic which was related to J6 at all.
Well, hold on. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on my forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. With my guest, I will share things I simply can't say on the radio. There's a number of reasons why, but there's things I can't say on the radio on my show, and I will share those things privately with my guests the first week of August at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years. It's like walking into a time capsule. The chef will be preparing great meals, morning breakfast, and evening the dinner meal, and my guests will also be my live studio audience that week. The Liberated Rocket Heater has a sale going on until Saturday the 29th, $500 off. The sale ends at midnight the 29th. I misspoke myself earlier. I said it cost me $160. It was actually $180 a month to heat my home this past winter, 30 bags, $6 a bag. Very inexpensive. It's hard to beat that. I could have beat it if I wanted to go to a little bit of extra trouble to heat with firewood instead of wood pellets. That was my choice. And last but not least, I got a fresh supply of energy cleaners. All you folks waiting for your back orders to be shipped, they'll all be shipped out today. I've got a nice little inventory of both energy cleaners and mattress pads ready to go to help people get past the arthritis pain get a great night's sleep. And, of course, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order if you don't want to give out your credit card over the Internet. I understand that. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Dave, you have another comment you want to make, sir?
Yes. Basically, what does the Bible say about this? I mean, we have people in a normalcy bias mindset. We have people in a conspiracy theorist a mindset, which they know they have proof that there are real conspiracies. These aren't theories. These are conspiracy facts. And then we have people with false conspiracy paradigms, which are untrue and baseless and accepted by others. And together, what do we have here, John? Divided we stand.
But we have the matrix is what we have.
We have perhaps that. We have division. We have division. And division.
Yep.
Yeah, division will destroy us. And what this fellow pointed out to me is that we are all connected. You know, the Bible says that we are one body. We are all connected to each other in the way we behave towards each other, and even in spiritual realms, which he was getting to also. There's many, many things going on in the spiritual realms, even between us, that we do not see, we're not fully aware of, but we've told about those in the Bible. And so we need to get to a higher level of our thinking. And regarding the J6, okay, they were demonized. They were conservatives. They are what people would say about gun-toting evangelists. I remember a guy said, you know, are you an evangelical Christian, when I mentioned anything positive about Trump, okay? And this guy was very liberal, half Jewish, and they're off on this old, very liberal bend. And their mind is perverted, okay? So these things are all building for persecution of Christians here and elsewhere. And Celestia has told us about this. I'm not saying that she's the type of prophet that you run with everything she says. But if you listen to what people say, and they're saying something that is highly relevant, they can expand your viewpoint. Now, judgment is what happens in Revelation. And the saints come out and they've washed their robes because of persecution. Because the little things we need to repent from, we're not aware of, they're driven out by these forces. And so we see coming, as Dave Hodges mentioned, a lot of people talk about civil war. Well, you know, you see it in small things happening. I mean, George Floyd was one of the things, and you're seeing bands of people going beating and other people or going into stores. Well, you know, and then they say, hey, we're going to arm up and go against them. Well, you know, this is all destructive to the nation. And once that internal destruction occurs, how much easier would it be for a China or Russia or both invasion here? So I think we need to look at the big picture, that we're seeing the tribulation events unfolding, approaching and unfolding, and it could get immensely worse. And I mean, John, your thoughts on this?
Well, let's go to January 6th, for example. I wasn't there. I know several men that were, and I was getting live reports from on my show that morning from the guys that were there. The men that I know that were there personally, they could identify the Antifa people that were there. They were identifiable by what they wore and what they did. Videos from that day, and we haven't seen all of them. There's thousands of hours of video, but Ray Epps, going back to Ray Epps, apparently he was leading a small group, what's been called a team, to break through the Capitol security and gain entrance to the building.
Yeah, he was shown in footage there around right. The Capitol, wasn't he? Yeah.
Right. And he's encouraging people to do acts of violence.
Yes, he did.
Something you touched on earlier, let's talk a little bit about weaponizing anything. The book I read, which really informed me, has a simple one-word title, Biohazard, how they can take any disease and make it a weapon. And here's what they do. They take that whatever germ it might be, and they expose it to something that will kill it, but not enough to kill all of it. The germs that remain unkilled have developed a resistance to that treatment, that medicine, shall we say. then they grow that culture. And they do the same thing with a different medicine that would kill the germs, but not all of them. And the ones that live have developed a resistance to that medicine. Same thing with exposure to sunlight. It will kill most things that were harmful to human beings. But they can work there to make these germs more resistant to sunlight also. It's difficult to make germs completely resistant to sunlight because the ultraviolet is so powerful. So that's how they take and weaponize germs to make them a weaponized item instead of a natural item.
John, that's one method. There's no other methods of inserting things and who knows what else. Inserting different genetic codes like what they might have taken out of the 1918 pandemic flu virus from the permafrost, which Bill Deagle had mentioned that they were going to do years ago, that they did.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that this is what the Ice Age farmers said they did. So I don't know. I didn't do it. I didn't do any experiments on this, John. But I think what Jeff Nyquist said the other week about higher physics and occult forces that we need to guide our behaviors properly so that our responses are right, so we get the right result. And Steve O'Neill has also made a great big point about this, occult forces are the only way we can defeat these evil forces essentially in the spiritual realm. And so I want to go to a higher level on this whole thing. This is what I'm being drawn to, and that's why I just want to share it with folks.
Well, thank you for sharing, Dave. That's very nice. Okay.
All right.
Okay,
thanks,
Dave.
Thanks, John.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. My mantra for decades has been preparedness. I did my first paid consultation on preparedness the summer of 1977. A very nice couple flew their airplane in from Nevada to have a consultation with me here in Missouri. And I do private consultations. The threats have changed over the decades as to what would cause a person need to be prepared, but the basic guidelines for being prepared have not changed. That would be food, water, shelter, medical supplies, and so forth. Being aware of the threats is not optional. You have to be aware of the threats. I've been asked, and I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill seminar out west. I'll be speaking primarily on the topic of Planet X. I've done considerable research on that particular topic. I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize based on my research in Prague, Czech Republic, the summer of 2017. And Ed Griffin wants me to talk about Planet X, and I will. I'll talk about that. And all my audience will get informed as to what Planet X is, the threat it poses, and what damage it typically does when it goes through our solar system. I've been asked many, many times to talk more about Planet X. There's not a whole lot new to add that I'm aware of. We have the internet is filled with people who post photographs of things that they believe to be Planet X, which are not Planet X. And of course, NASA does its share of causing confusion about the whole matter. Nancy Leader, I think, is still active, claiming to be the only human being out of more than 6 billion that have been picked by the aliens she calls the Zetas to communicate with her personally about Planet X and other matters. Pretty funny. But a lot of people follow her work. And there's others out there that are frauds. One guy, there's a couple of guys that are very public. They're still very public figures. They got involved in the false narrative of one of the many Mayan calendars that ended in December 21st, 2012. My friend Professor McCanny got me squared away on that. He says, John, there were many Mayan calendars. One of them did end December 21st, 2012, but the others did not. But people got caught up in this. This one fellow, he was encouraging people to go to a Missouri State Park down in the southwest part of Missouri, south of Springfield there. and encouraged thousands of people to go to a state park that had, I think, 7 or 8 primitive campsites with no running water and a small cave. That would have been a real, by the third day, a very stinky, unhealthy place to be. But that's what he was encouraging. He's still around. I'm not going to mention his name and give him any airtime or any notoriety. And there were others doing the same thing. And McKinney and I spent much of 2012 telling people that December 21st, 2012 was simply the day before December 22nd and nothing else. That was it. I don't give out a date. That's what, and what I found out, it took me years to determine this. What I found is out is the people who want a date, the people who need a date for the passage of Planet X, are the ones who are not living a life of preparedness. Majority of them have are living in an urban, suburban lifestyle. They feel that they continue at that with that comfortable urban, suburban lifestyle until they have a date, and then they will buy their safe haven, start a hobby farm, and life will be grand. Well, it doesn't work that way. It takes years to have a hobby farm be even produce half the food your family needs. By the third year, you might be providing half the food your family needs. If you're, especially if you haven't done gardening before or done animal husbandry before, your feet in the dirt until you get your feet all bloody, taking care of killing chickens and rabbits or goats or whatever you got, you really don't have a clue what this means or how to do it. You just have an inkling. And I'm the first to admit, I don't have a hobby farm. I've got what could become a hobby farm. I stored up enough food to feed my entire family for 2 years, but unfortunately, all of them except my oldest grandson got the clot shot, so I don't expect that they'll be around too much longer. I hope they are, but the way things are going, it's highly likely that they won't be around. Haven't got the clot shot and multiple boosters. But preparedness has been my mantra for decades. It will continue to be. And I know for many of my listeners, it's their mantra as well. And we have a wide range of men and women who listen to this show, some of whom are preppers to a greater or lesser extent, others that aren't. My guest tomorrow, Leon Green, is one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. He really walks the walk. He's working to turn a parcel of acreage not far from me into a working hobby farm. He's doing a great job at it. It's really his passion to do so. And I say, God bless Leon Green for doing so. My wife and I are working to get our hobby farm established, get some chickens, have our garden, some greenhouses, and so forth. It's a challenge. The time, the money, the effort, the manual labor, it's a lot. It is truly a lot, nothing to be taken lightly. It's very rewarding to have fresh vegetables out of your own garden. And I remember when I was a youngster, I would spend a couple of weeks every summer with my grandmother, and we visited one of her neighbors and had some fresh produce for dinner right out of the garden. And the taste was just amazing. As a boy, I didn't really care much for vegetables, but I think it was green beans we had. And I had no idea green beans could taste so good. I had no idea whatsoever, because I think my mother only got canned green beans, is my recollection. Yes, they are green beans out of a can, but they don't. The taste comes nowhere near the taste of green beans that have been in the garden 2 hours before. Nowhere close. It was quite an experience. I think it's going to be an increase in farmers markets. We have a farmers market in Steelville that will be opening soon. There's one in Salem. I know there's one in Potosi, nearby communities, where the men and women who grow produce, fruits and vegetables, eggs and fresh milk and so forth, bring it into the farmer's market for sale. And that's a great way to get homegrown produce. It really is. And I encourage people to go to local farmers markets and help these local farmers get a little income and get yourself some really healthy fruits and vegetables. That'd be a really wise thing to do, wouldn't it? I think so. The harvest season is not far away. That's where the Harvest Right freeze-dried equipment comes in. I'm now a Harvest Right dealer, and they have, I think the sale is still going on, if I'm not mistaken. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8257.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Tuesday, the Farmers Monday begins after the top of the hour break with Sam Andrews. We'll be getting updates on what's going on at a truly world-class training center. Men and women from all over the world, literally all over the world, come there to train. I'm the instructor there for concealed carry training, although we haven't had a class in several years because of constitutional carry. People can carry concealed without having a permit anymore, and they simply stop signing up for the classes. But I'm okay with that. I taught those classes for more than 20 years, and I'm okay with that. That's fine. But it's always interesting. The Farmers Monday is one of the more popular segments that we do. And I always look forward to it. Sam is a friend. I know Sam's entire family. And he's a great guy and does a great job down there bringing this world-class training to people. And I always look forward to Farmers Monday. Always, always. Getting back to preparation. Back in the 70s when I started this, men and women who did it were called survivalists. The media did everything they could to make what they called survivalists look like. Kooky fringe groups of men and women, while at the same time the government was doing the same thing themselves, quietly, covertly, spending lots of money, which accelerated about, I want to say about 1990 or so is when it really accelerated. Once the powers that be understood the nature of Planet X and the threat that it posed to humanity, they started spending money like it was going out of style to build very expensive multi-million dollar shelters around the country for themselves and the people who are going to be chosen to survive this. That's what they did, and continue to do, by the way. So most of us don't have those kind of resources. Obviously, we don't. There are some really high-end shelters that have been built around the country, and I know the man behind that, great guy. He's invited me and my family to be part of it. I've declined. I'm satisfied with what I got, but I do thank him for his invitation. It doesn't take a whole lot, really. It doesn't take a whole lot, especially if a family combines their resources. If you've got a mom and dad, maybe some adult children who have wives, if they pool their resources, they could do something like maybe buy the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, about a seven-minute drive away from me, and have a safe and comfortable place for the entire family to survive the hard times, and have a great, comfortable, fun place to live or just visit in normal times. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews and Farmers Monday. Stay tuned.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.